This is the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. And this is a rapid fire this week. And we're going to talk about setting specific goals, being very specific with your goals. Many people set goals and they're not specific. They say, oh, I'm going to go make $1 million or $10 million. And that's what they state, but they don't think through the numbers to get to that number. They don't think through taxes. They don't think through expenses. They don't think of what's the net from that. Other examples could be, hey, I'm going to lose X amount of pounds, or I'm going to get six-pack abs. Okay. Well, what are you going to do to get there? Are you going to have a trainer? Are you going to run? What's your kind of exercise you're doing? You're going to go to the gym 45 minutes a day. How are you going to eat? What are things you're going to limit in your diet? Think through the numbers of very specific things you need to do. Setting SMART goals, which Shanley Dumas talks about this with the Mastery Journal and Freedom Journal that you can check out, but also just thinking through the numbers. I set money goals every single month, every year. I have certain net worth numbers that I want to get at, and that's being very specific to get there. And I'm not caring so much about the luxurious things that come with it, because for me, I'm a very simple guy that wears all black every single day, and I have a black Tahoe, and I live in an apartment here in Nashville, Tennessee. So I'm not like spending money on all these mansions or anything like that. I love using my money to give back for growth and future wealth opportunities. But I do believe in putting the numbers in place. And I have a plan set out over the next 6 years with the goal of achieving 100 million net worth by December 31st of, let's see here, 6 years from now. It's when I'm 40. I'm 34 now. So that would be 2029. And so being very specific. So for one, when you're setting goals, have a date and a timeline that you're going to achieve it and be realistic with it. Don't say, oh, I'm going to do something that's so crazy that's not actually achievable in that time frame. I believe in thinking big, but also be realistic with it. And also think through the different things you have to do to get there. So for example, with some of my goals with just Accelerate Media Group and myself personally, I know that the more events that I do, the more events I speak at, the more workshops I host, the more deal flow we get, the more opportunities, the more growth that we have. So the more that I do, and based on my conversions, I know how many people we can enroll into our community and how that can turn into revenue and what the long-term effect is of that. I also know my conversions. So let's say I do a workshop this month and there's a dozen people in there. I know roughly 40% of them will join our community. So knowing that number and knowing what it costs me to get those 12 people in for each workshop, doing two a month, knowing the conversions I have there, that will tell me how many members I'll have in the community, let's say this month. But it also will tell me, on average, how much revenue that will generate for me for that month, and it'll grow from there. That's just one example of me looking through the numbers of conversions, the cost per acquisition, how to achieve a certain milestone of members and revenue in the business. Now, looking at the whole year, I look at all aspects of that. And then I look at how can I, beyond me, what I do personally, showing up to events, speaking, how can I accelerate that and achieve more revenue milestones without me having to be there? One could be doing paid advertising to a sales team where they close deals and making money while I'm sleeping. Another could be doing info products that I sell, or just being able to reach more people with less work on my end, which I'm willing to work all day, but I want to work smart. How can I delegate team and talent in perfect harmony to achieve bigger goals and do it in a short period of time? The power of the numbers. So I set very specific goals. Now for the gym exercise, I've been working out pretty much every day for the last well over 10 years. And for me, it's hot to make me feel better, to look good and perform at a higher level. But I'm constantly getting coaches to push the way I think, to challenge the way I think, to help me grow in all areas of our life, because I know that I can't do it alone. I need other people in my corner. And for my schedule, setting specific goals, I'm big on my schedule because my routine, my schedule really determines output. So I know if I wake up earlier, I can get more done. If I get more sleep, I have more energy. If I have more systems in place and processes, I can achieve more things without me having to specifically do it. And so for me, I look at how many calls can I specifically do at the highest level? And if it's not needed of me, how can I delegate somebody on our team to do that call, to take that pitch, to do that sale? And then I look at what areas of my life give the most return for what I do, whether it's speaking on a stage, negotiating and structuring a deal, creating a certain amount of videos, being at a certain event, which ones are going to have the biggest impact on what I'm looking to achieve and get me closer to that goal during that time frame. So that's how I look at things. During the week when I'm home, it changes sometimes because of different time zones that I'm in or if I have late night dinners. But usually my schedule looks like this. I wake up at 4:10 a.m. Between 4:20 a.m. and 6:10 a.m., I wake up, I do prayer, I read through a couple Bible things that I have, I look at my goals, I work, I actually do work on things, whether looking through different high power emails that I need to do or getting stuff done, presentations, and then from 6:20 to roughly 7:20, I get an hour of exercise, which is going to the gym or going for a run or a combination of both, some kind of exercise that gets my heart going, gets me sweating, and then I come back, I have a protein shake. I shower, and by 8 a.m., I have got those things done. I've already achieved some things. I did my spiritual side. I got my exercise done, got my mind right, and now from 8 on, I usually work on my own things. I usually don't do calls before 9 a.m., but 8 to 9, I work on certain things, look at different things I need to do, and then from 9 until 5 or 6, if I'm home, I'll do back-to-back calls. And so calls that are delegating with the team, sales calls, working towards my progress, taking pitches. And then at night, I sometimes will even work on other things. And then I got to find where there's that balance of spending time with my wife or maybe a little leisure time. But then there's some days where I have to adapt and change because I'm doing events. So I might be speaking in a different city. I might be doing a workshop. So I'm not going to be doing calls during those days, but I still work to get up at the same time. So I have the same foundational routine that helps set me up for the rest of the day. And so to sum all this up for you, helping you achieve your very specific goals, for one, know what you want. What does success mean to you? What do you want? What's the time frame you're going to do it in? What are the things you have to do to achieve that? What are the numbers behind it? Look at all the numbers, look at the conversions, look at the statistics from your past success. What's realistic for you to get there? What are the systems and processes you're going to put in place? But also, how can you allow yourself to perform at the highest level so you can every day come in and get the most done? And so look at your routine. Look at, and what is the life you want to build? Based on where you want to be, what is the life you want to build and create everything around that? So that's how I look at it. And my last thing I'm going to share with you, one specific goal that I set out was within 2 years, I want to be a shark on Shark Tank. I want to be a shark on TV that is investing in deals, but also I want to find some component of it where I can give back as well. For every investment I make, money goes to charity as well. So that's a big thing I set out for because my business partner was original shark from Shark Tank. And it's just a dream of mine to be the shark. And actually the next level is if he could be next to me and we're investing on a deal together on Shark Tank. So that's a big goal I set out for. And I've put specific plans in place to achieve that. And I have a strategy, which I won't share at all with you. But I set it out. I'm putting the plan in place and being specific on it. So for you, what's your big goal you're setting out for? I'd love to hear it. Feel free to reach out to me at BrennanTAdams.com or just send me a direct message at BrennanTAdams. Until next time, here's to your success.